Works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two. I got a couple of text messages from you guys. Well, housekeeping here before we move on. What else do you expect from Democrats? All they're trying to do is make Miss Vicky look bad. Absolutely. Another text message. She's only doing what she said when she ran for office, what she ran on. Finally, we have an elected politician who actually does what they said they were going to do. Thanks, George. I appreciate that. Well, MERS News Service came up with a story, as well as MLive. I just read the MLive story. MERS actually called and spoke with Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop. Antrim County Clerk said she's, quote, not worried, end quote, about any potential legal action from the Secretary of State arising out of her, quote, corrective audit of the voter rolls, end quote. When asked by MERS News Service, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop bluntly responded, I'm not doing anything wrong. Actually, the majority of the people I've been getting calls from have said, it's about time, end quote. Well, on Monday, Bishop released a four-page statement that was dated Sunday explaining her decision to clean and purge the county voter rolls, saying her 2024 election victory, quote, represented a decisive directive from the electorate to prioritize the stewardship and accuracy of the democratic process, end quote. Bishop couldn't say yesterday how many people she's identified as needing to be purged or updated from the estimated, listen to this, 27,000 registered voters on the previous clerk's qualified voter files. 27,000 people on Antrim County's voter registration qualified voter files. Folks, go to the most recent 2020 census, and we've had people leaving, not coming to Antrim County, but moving out. Go to the 2020 census. Do this on your own. Look up and see how many people, as of the 2020 census, were actually living in Antrim County, Michigan. I believe the number off the top of my head is like 24,241. We got 27,000 people on the qualified voter files. Oh, but out of the 24,421 people, we've got over 6,000 kids. We only have 18,000 adults in Antrim County. But the previous clerk, Cheryl Guy's qualified voter files that Vicky inherited, has 27,000 people on them. Well, Bishop couldn't say exactly how many she identified as needing to be purged or updated from the 27,000 registered voters because, quote, she's only halfway through the list. However, she noted she has received a number of cards indicating folks have moved and failed to provide a new address. Well, again, Angela Benander, Chief Communications Officer for the Secretary of State, said the Bureau of Elections reached out to Bishop after voters and local clerks reported, quote, concerning activity, end quote. The Bureau then found sufficient irregularities in the qualified voter file that indicate the clerk may illegally be altering voter registration records. No. The only ones that she's removing are the 12 dead people. Recent sufficient irregularities? Okay, so that triggered the letter. Getting back to the MERS story. An April 14th letter, which they provided a link to, you can click on it in this story and see the letter. Election Director Jonathan Brader reminded Bishop that updating voter registration records and related notices is the responsibility of the township clerks, and asked her to provide an explanation of her actions by Thursday, tomorrow, April 23rd. Bishop agreed, telling MERS that she's received the return calls, but she's not updating any files. That is up to the township clerks to purge, not me. I just give them the information and they do what they want. Bishop said her Sunday statement was her answer to Brader's letter. Menander said nothing in Bishop's Sunday statement addresses those specific concerns or gives further indication that she understands her role as established by Michigan election law. They wanted to ignore what she put in the press release. MERS story continues. The accuracy of voter lists have been the topic of scrutiny, especially after Republican President Donald Trump declared in 2020 that fraud kept him from being reelected. Antrim County, which is located in northern Michigan, has become a hotbed of conspiracy theories after initial results showed President Joe Biden winning 56.6 to 47.9 the day after the election, November 5th of 2020. Election officials said human error, not fraud, was the reason behind Antrim County's issues during the 2020 presidential election. But that didn't stop Trump supporters from filing legal actions challenging the overall results. Last sentence in the MERS story, Bishop is married to Randy Bishop, a conservative talk show radio host. Well, the postcard that Vicky got from Election Source is also showed here in the story. They actually posted it. Notice of change of address, notice of cancellation, or notice that you want to be removed or not removed from the qualified voter file. You fill it out, you put your date of birth, you put your driver's license on there because that's what the Secretary of State has on every single one of us, your phone number. And also the list of anybody else residing at your home that are currently on the qualified voter file and wish to remain. Sign it, date it, fold it in half, tape it shut, and send it back to the clerk, postage free. Because Victoria Bishop paid for this with a bulk rate stamp through her account with the post office. People don't even have to put a stamp on it. Just give me the information, tape it shut, mail it back. That's simple. Nobody sees your information. Nobody sees your date of birth. Nobody sees your driver's license. Nobody sees your phone number. Nobody sees how many other people are registered to vote at your address, and you sign it and date it. Send it back to the clerk. If they haven't voted in the elections, send this card back. This is per the qualified voter file manual that Victoria Bishop sat down and read all of last year, 2025, cover to cover. She lined up all the information. She looked at it. She talked to a election attorney, and he told her she was totally following the statutes, the Michigan election laws, and the rules set forth by Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and her election director, Jonathan Brader. She's not doing anything wrong. Not worried if the Secretary of State pursues legal action over her efforts to clean the voter files. So the information has been sent in response. We'll see where they decide to take this. Isn't it interesting? One county clerk takes the time to read the manual. Understand that they, as county clerk, can't remove people, but township clerks, village clerks, city clerks can. Takes the time and the effort to get the postcards printed up and start going through the qualified voter files for every single township in her county. Sends an email to that township clerk with a spreadsheet saying, these are the people you need to look at in your qualified voter file for you to determine whether or not they need to be removed by you from your township qualified voter file. Folks, a lot of townships, cities, small villages, especially here in northern Michigan, do you know the township clerks don't even work full time? Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, go any day, any time to your local clerk's office. They're probably not even there. Number two, they don't have enough staff to do what Vicky is doing by herself. She goes into her office, she puts on her music headset, and starts going through the qualified voter files, township by township. She's been doing it now for the last 6 months. She's halfway through the list. She's got another half to go, and she's going to continue to do it until she's done. Let's see what Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State running for governor, and her Bureau of Election Director, Jonathan Brader, decide to do. Vicky is doing nothing wrong. Not worried about it in any way, shape, or form. So let's see what they do. The ball is in their court. Meanwhile, today, she's mailing out another 1,000 cards. She told me the township, and she's looking forward to working with that local township clerk. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I did a little research during the break, and I had the numbers backwards, and it gets even worse. I said Antrim County, per the 2020 U.S. Census, had 24,431. I had it off by 1,000. Antrim County had a population of 23,431 in the 2020 census, U.S. census. This was per a verbal AI Gemini ask of my phone during the break. I misspoke. Antrim County had 1,000 less people than I said, 23,431 people. Everybody living in Antrim County in 2020. And since then, we've lost people. But yet, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop took over from the previous clerk, Cheryl Guy. MERS News Service estimated over 27,000 registered voters in our county. With 6,000 of those 23,431 being kids. Children. If you take the 23,000 number, subtract 6,000, we only have 17,000 some change adults. But we have almost over 27,000 registered voters. Oh yeah, we have no dead people and no people that are moved away still on the qualified voter files. No, that's not happening in Antrim County. What? You can't have more people on the qualified voter files than you do population. And you surely can't have more people on the qualified voter files than you have adults. Children aren't old enough to vote, but they still count on the U.S. Census. This is insanity. Well, they want to pick the battle with basically the wrong clerk, in my opinion. She took the year to read the manual. She had the cards printed up, and she's going through them township by township. So let's see what they respond. Going to be a very, very interesting next couple of weeks. And speaking of May 5th, folks, this is absolutely critical. If you know anybody that lives in Bay, Midland, or Saginaw counties, They live in the 35th State Senate District. There is a special election to replace the vacant seat that's been vacant since January 1st last year, 2025. This election is critical because what it does is it fills a vacant seat that was held by a Democrat. And if the Republicans get out to vote for Jason Tunney, the Republican, we will have gridlock in the state Senate for the rest of this year. Jason Tunney would be the 19th Republican to the 19 Democrats that are already there and in control of the majority since January 1st last year, when we were reduced to 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans. That vacancy gets filled on May 5th, and Jason Tunney will be sworn in immediately. Why is this critical? Because we're doing the budget. The budget has to be turned in to the governor before they leave for summer break on July 1st. If we end up with gridlock in the state Senate, 19 Democrats to 19 Republicans, the Democrats will not be able to ram their stupid budget through the Senate. And the House Republicans, who have already quoted publicly per their speaker, Matt Hall, they are going to reduce the House budget proposal that they send to the governor. It's going to be less than it was last year. The governor wants to increase it. The Senate Democrats want to increase it. Well, if Jason Tunney gets elected, it will put a major block in the Democrats from increasing the budget again this year. It will have to be bipartisan in the Senate in order for it to pass. And then it has to be in conference with the House budget before it's sent to the governor on or before July 1st. This upcoming election, May 5th, 35th State Senate District, Bay, Saginaw, and Midland counties is critical. Call your friends if they live there. If they're Republicans, get them out to vote. This is going to be a bellwether indicator for what's going to happen in November. That's what the Democrats are saying. Well, we need to show them that the Republicans are going to show up this year because we got, unlike the Democrats, we got good candidates. Secretary of State, Attorney General, hopefully a good governor on August 4th. We have to send a message on May 5th. I'll get to your comments, text messages, and talk about the Senate's budget proposal. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction.